Praise the Lord forever.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you have given us everything in Jesus. Everything we'd ever want forever, Father, in Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for the name of Jesus, Father God, of which every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, I ask you, I thank you, Father, for this Wednesday night service, Father. I appreciate it, Lord. And that is the way you set up the local church, Father. That's the way you want it, Lord. And Father God, I ask you to speak through my mouth, Father God, what you want. Leave off what you don't want, Father God. And help me bring forth the message, Father God, by the Holy Spirit, who imparts, Father God, the word, your word. And give your children open ears, eyes, and hearts, Father, to take in what the Spirit is saying. Thank you very much, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen. Okay, okay, here goes. Death and life. Okay, I'm preaching on Speak to Your Mountain, first of all, okay. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, God thought that was so important that he put that in the word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Our tongue, not dogs, not elephants, not monkeys. Our tongues. Very important, y'all. Very important. I never said y'all till I moved down here. Now nobody else says it. Okay. The second scripture I have here is Proverbs 10:11. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. And what we want is life. We want no part of death, no part of the devil. We want life. And God says the mouth is a fountain of life. Okay, just two more scriptures. Proverbs 12:18 says, that's 12:18 Proverbs. The tongue of the wise brings healing. Okay, mostly my subject tonight is going to be about healing, not cancer, I'll be honest with you. The testimonies I have usually are just like bumps, lumps, and sore throat or something. But I'm going to tell you because I can't preach a whole Bible. But I mean, it's just for minor things like this that I have testimonies on. Okay. 1 John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it still is God. And so I was thinking, if you say, gee, I don't know, I just don't feel God. I don't know what to do. Here he is right here.
Yeah.
And don't forget it. No matter what, you don't feel nothing, sense nothing. I read it the other day. Don't feel nothing, don't sense nothing. Speak the word.
Uh-huh.
Read the word. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. It has saved my life. It has saved my life. Now, I got this teaching from this teacher, this Bible teacher. God said, now this is God said to a Bible teacher, Norval Hayes, in Cleveland, Tennessee. This is what God said. I want you to start teaching my children how to talk. He said, he didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't know what God was talking about. But you know, God is so good, he explained it. Okay. Okay, he said again, Jesus said again, I told my children in my word that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed. But my children don't obey that. They don't talk to the mountain. They want to talk to me about their mountain. This is unscriptural. Now, Jesus said that whole thing. This is unscriptural. You know, God is so good. So good. Okay. But I'm gonna give you the scripture now. Mark 11:23. Most of us, all of us know that. Mark 11:23. Jesus said, for assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Okay, one more scripture. That one and this one. Luke 17:6. That's Luke 17:6. Jesus also said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, plucked, and planted in the sea. And these four words is what I'm really what I go by. And it would obey you. Well, see, I hope I don't get ahead of myself. But I mean, I studied a lot and I heard and I read that scripture along with the mountain scripture. And I studied it and I listened, you know, and guess what? Oh, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. Faith came. Faith will come. God said, faith will come. Okay. Anything that is wrong with you can be your mountain. And you need to learn how to speak to it, to talk to it, because it will obey you. The word works. It is powerful, living and active and powerful. We are the believers. God is the performer. As Christians, we must be aware, though, that if anything comes to harm us, it did not come from God. God does not put things on us to cause us harm. He is loving, 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 and gracious. Good. Okay. Okay. If I feel a sore throat coming on, I immediately speak to it. I got that from Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland said, when you first sense something wrong, speak to it right away. Don't whirl it around in your mind. I wonder what this is. I wonder what that is. Well, that looks funny. No, don't do that. Immediately speak to it. If it does not line up with what Jesus said this, I came to give you abundant life, good health, good things, plenty of everything. Okay. You speak to it right then. Okay. Okay. Now you don't describe your problem. You speak to it. Don't describe your problem to other people. Mom and them. Okay. Speak to it. Speak to your mountain. It doesn't matter what the mountain is. If it is outside the abundant life of Jesus designed for you, command it to go. And remember, just a mustard seed of faith will do. Jesus said that, mustard seed. Believe me, most of the time I have a mustard seed. About that big, okay. Okay, now, I'm gonna give you, I gave you two scriptures. Here's another one. I just really, really, really like this scripture. New American Standard, Isaiah 46:11. God said this, truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. God is faithful. That scripture alone has really helped me. Truly I will bring it to pass. Okay, God, you said it. And so listen, look up scriptures. I have Mark 11:23, Luke 17:6. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believe, therefore I speak. And that Isaiah 46:11. Okay, meditate on them, read them. Listen to one's tapes on healing and everything. It's because faith comes. Okay. Now, I usually put two or three scriptures together to combine them and then speak to the mountain. Okay. And I remember, and then I remember to myself, it would obey you. And I keep thinking, it would obey you. Okay. Now, in Enterprise, I heard tapes by Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin. I read a lot of books in line with the Bible. I meditated, and faith will rise. God said faith will rise. Okay. Okay, faith cometh, okay, by hearing and meditating, you know. Okay, the more you speak it, the more you will believe it. So you speak it, you will believe it. If you speak it, you will believe it. Well, I just spoke it and spoke it and spoke it. The scriptures itself. Now, I don't know how this fits in here, but remember, bumps, lumps, moles, and stuff like that I was talking about, my testimonies, okay. Now, it is okay to put medicine on a bump or a lump or a cyst to lower the symptoms. It does not negate your faith. I got that from Charles Capps. It does not negate your faith. Do it and then put your thing on for the moment. Okay, I speak to the mountain of hurt or whatever I got, and then I put Neosporin pain relieving ointment to lessen the physical pain. Okay. This is what I always say, and I'm just going to say it works. God performs it. It works. Okay. I speak to you, for instance, a cyst or a mole. Okay. I speak to you, cyst, be removed, cast into the sea. You will hinder me no longer. In Jesus' name. And then to put the nail in the coffin, I say, it is written. Speak to the mulberry tree and it would obey you. And then I say, it is also written, speaking it out in the air so the devil hears and everybody, okay. It is also written, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law, for Jesus became a curse for me. Galatians 3:13. Okay. Read and hear scriptures about healing and about speaking to your mountain. Then speak the scripture. Okay. Now listen, we should be doers of the word. Pastor taught us recently about don't complain because it short circuits our blessings. So by God's grace, we need to be doers of the word. His grace is always there. His grace is always there. Oh, grace is always there. Okay. And before I give you my testimonies, I want to say, if you find a mole or something that looks terrible and it hurts or whatever, go to the doctor. If you have any fear at all about just speaking to it, go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. I have a Christian doctor. He prays with me. I love him. I'm a Christian doctor. Okay. So, but I mean, don't just do it. If you're going to be in fear, don't do it. Okay. Like that. Okay. But my testimony is this. I have so many, it ain't funny. I'm serious as can be. Okay. But my recent one was I had an ugly looking mole, red, itchy, ugly looking thing on my back. And I just didn't like it. That's okay. And I didn't want to go to the doctor for it. I just didn't like it. Okay. I had one there and one on my arm. And I started speaking and I started speaking and I started speaking and I started speaking. They're gone. I'm just being honest with you. They're gone. Gone. Ugly looking, ugly look, gone. Okay. That's God's power. Okay. And he told us to speak to the mountain. And then I speak to my sore throat. I always speak to my sore throat if I wake up with a sore throat. Okay. And then I had a bump behind my ear and I realized that, and it was itchy and it's sore. And I spoke to it and it's almost gone. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to squeak like that. But it's almost gone. Okay, y'all? Okay. Then I had a sore toe the other. You think I'm a wreck, I know, but I woke up with this sore toe. Nothing wrong with the toenail, nothing wrong with the toenail. The doggone thing was sore. So I spoke to it, and within a day it was gone. Gone, 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 gone. Okay. Okay. Okay, and I had a lot more. Some of them are private. I won't talk to them, but I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm not lying. They are gone. They're just gone. And they were pretty serious things, too. But anyways, but I had been speaking and speaking and speaking. And God is faithful. God's faithful. Okay. But now, the big one that I started with in 2001, I think it was, I'm not sure, it was a Christmas Eve day. Christmas Eve day, okay. I had this pain about where my ovary is, right there. And I thought, man, that hurts. I mean, bad, y'all, bad. Okay. I thought to myself, I better take authority of this or something. I'm going to go to the emergency room. Was that bad? Okay. So I went in the other room and I spoke to it. And within an hour, it was gone. Gone. God, it's God. His word is so powerful, y'all. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, his word is so powerful. And remember, I'm almost done. And remember, it only takes a mustard seed worth of faith. That may be probably all I had, but about that. And then afterwards, I know everybody here knows this, always afterwards, thank him and praise him and thank him and praise him. And I always do thank him and praise him and thank him and praise him and thank him and praise him after you spoke to your mountain. Okay. Now you can speak to confusion, lack, tumors, lumps, bumps, moles, cysts, migraine, headaches. And I didn't bring up cancer. He had it in this book. It ain't no different. Just say, you're not allowed on my body. Jesus Christ already paid for that. I mean, however you want to speak it, Jesus Christ said to this man, tell them to talk to their mountains. That's where I got this from. Tell them to talk to their mountains, okay? The Lord wants to keep that healing power surging through your body by what you say. By what you say. Keep speaking it. Oh, I speak a lot of scriptures. I quote them a lot. Okay. Keep speaking it till you see it's gone. Okay, I have some going on right now. They're almost gone. Okay, but I keep speaking it to it. Okay? Okay. Say it till you see it. Okay. Just a little ditty there. Okay. Okay. Now, something I used to do, and I've been forgetting to do it. I had a sermon on this, and it came to pass. And then after you do all that, just saying it came to pass. Just walking around the house, and it came to pass. Faith rises when I do that. Faith just rises right up, and it came to pass. And sure enough, it came to pass. I love that. I can't help it. Okay. Remember, God said, the tongue of the wise brings healing. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.